Welcome back to Muffed. Draft weekend's over. Let's go pick by pick. This is the Vikings 2026 draft recap. Muffed! The Vikings spent their first round pick on a defensive tackle with six tackles on his college season. Six. That's the box score Caleb Banks brought to pick 18. Here's what the data actually says about that gamble. The day two athletic outlier who might be the best pure value of the class and the late round running back nobody's talking about. Nine picks, no quarterback drama, a defense first haul anchored by three run stoppers in the first three rounds. Start with Banks at 18 because everything in this class radiates outward from that pick. Florida's defensive tackle posted six tackles, one tackle for loss, zero sacks, numbers that look like a typo until you remember he played hurt. The case is the testing. His relative athletic score, a 0 to 10 grade comparing combine and pro day numbers to every player at the position since 1987, came back at 9.83, top 2% of every defensive tackle ever measured. Kevin O'Connell was open about the process, stack the board on pure ability, weigh the injury, take the best player left. Brzezinski leaned on the medical staff and called the off-field character excellent. Minnesota's 2025 run defense already graded out fine at minus 27.7 expected points added allowed against the run, but they wanted a true interior disruptor and the board fell. If the foot holds, the traits are rare. The run defense investment didn't stop there. Round two, pick 51, Jake Golday, linebacker out of Cincinnati. This is the pick I keep circling back to. 95 tackles, four tackles for loss, 3.5 sacks, three pass breakups, real three down production. His testing came back at 9.85, the same elite tier as Banks, with actual college tape behind it. Then in the third, Dominique Orange, defensive tackle from Iowa State, 18 tackles, a 7.84 relative athletic score, top quarter of tested defensive tackles. Three picks in the first three rounds, all aimed at the front seven. The Vikings allowed 13 rushing touchdowns and 124.8 yards per game on the ground in 2025. This class says they want that number to start with a nine. The pass defense got two adds. Headliner is Jacoby Thomas, the Miami safety at pick 98, a 7.52 relative athletic score, solid, not spectacular, but starter caliber athleticism at the back end of round three is the value story. At pick 163, cornerback Charles Demings out of Stephen F. Austin. One college tackle, a small school flyer, a developmental bet on traits the staff liked. The 2025 pass defense was already the strength of this team at minus 73.43 expected points added allowed through the air with 49 sacks, so this was depth in competition, not rescue. The offensive line got one real swing, Caleb Tiernan, the Northwestern tackle in round three. His relative athletic score came back at 9.35, top 5% of every offensive tackle tested since 1987. Smashed the combine. Then in the seventh, Gavin Gerhardt out of Cincinnati at 7.51 for a center, a flexible interior body for the developmental pile. The motivator is hard to ignore. Minnesota's line allowed 60 sacks and 122 quarterback hits in 2025. That's 7.25 hits a game. One athletic tackle doesn't fix it, but Tiernan's profile is the kind of swing the data says is worth taking.
The pass catching room got one add, Max Bredesen, tight end from Michigan in round five. Two catches, 11 yards, tiny, but his per play predicted points added, the college equivalent of NFL expected points added, was plus 0.59. When he was on the field, he was helping. Blocking tight end profile, developmental receiving traits.
And then the pick almost no one's talking about, Demond Claiborne, running back from Wake Forest, round six, pick 198. 905 rushing yards, 10 touchdowns, an 85-yard long run, 28 catches for another 140 yards out of the backfield. A 7.57 relative athletic score, comfortably above average. In the sixth round, you're hunting for one usable trait. Claiborne has a full college stat line, three down receiving chops, and clean testing. That's a strong dart throw. Pick of the draft, Jake Golday at 51. You can argue Banks, the ceiling is genuinely rare. You can argue Tiernan, a 9.35 relative athletic score on the offensive line in round three is the kind of value teams build around. But Golday is the one. Banks is a medical bet at first round price. Golday came off the board in round two with a relative athletic score essentially identical to Banks's, attached to college tape that already shows three down linebacker production. Same elite testing tier, half the price, none of the conditional on health. That's the pick that defines whether this draft worked on day two, and day two is where good drafts get won. The story heading into 2026 is whether the front seven actually transforms. Three of the first four picks went to run defense on a unit that was already net positive. So the bar isn't fix it, the bar is dominate it. If Banks gets healthy and Golday's testing translates to NFL sideline to sideline range, this becomes a top 10 run defense in a hurry. The risk is the other side of the ball. 60 sacks allowed in 2025, and the answer was one third round tackle and a seventh round center. The front seven is the swing. The pass protection is the prayer. Buckle up. Muffed!
That's the Vikings 2026 draft class. Two things before you go. One, if you want a weekly recap for the Vikings when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Vikings feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster every week, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.